this is our third session on the things to come, the prophecies concerning the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
今天我们这一讲呢，是我们这个系列的第三讲。这个系列呢，就是讲要将来发生的事，也就是预言主耶稣再来的事情。
We know that he's coming again.
我们知道他一定还会再来的。
But when is he coming, and for whom is he coming?
那问题是呢，他什么时候来？他为谁而来
？How is he coming? And are there signs of his coming?
还有就是他怎么来？还有就是他来之前会有什么样的征兆
？And where will he come?
还有就是他会来到哪里
？So in order to answer these questions, we must establish some principles of interpretation.
为了回答这些问题呢，我们首先要建立一些解经的原则。
In the first week,We looked at a principle, which will help us establish the truth of his coming.
第一个星期呢，我们学习了一个原则，就是为了帮助理解他再来的这个真理的原则。
That is, we're going to interpret the scriptures literally, except whenfigures of speech are encountered.
这个原则呢，就是我们主要按字面来解经，除非呢，在写作的时候，他用到了比喻的手法。
Now we saw that on the first week there was a chart that we put up, and if you could put that up for us, please.
Okay.第一个星期呢，给大家展示过一张图哈，是我们手画的图。我现在把它，展示出来。
Yeah. Yes, the top one first. So we looked at a number of Old Testament prophecies.And the prophets could see a strange anomaly. It was something they couldn't understand. First they saw suffering Messiah and also a glorious Messiah.
我们在第一讲的时候查考过一些旧约的预言啊。在这个旧约的这个先知呢，他们看到的景象呢是很令人令他们糊涂的，因为呢他是先看到一个受难的弥赛亚，再看到一个荣耀的弥赛亚。
And what they did not understand was that there was a gap between the two appearings of the Lord.
他们不能明白的就是呢，在主的两次显现之间呢，有一个很长的间隔期。
And that's illustrated in the lower picture.
这个间隔期呢，就在下一个这个下半部分这个图里呢显示出来了。
They couldn't see that there was an interval or a gap between the two comings of the Lord.
他们呢，在他们这个角度呢，是看不见在主的两次降临之间的这个山谷的，也就是这个间隔期。
His first coming.And his second coming.
这个呢是他的第一次降临，这个是他的第二次降临。
We're going to look at another one of these examples tonight, and it's Daniel chapter 9.
我们今天呢要看这个在旧约里面另外一个例子，就是但以理书九章。
So, before that though,Last week we looked at another very important distinction.
在查但以理书九章之前呢，我们再回顾一下上周呢，我们讲到了另外一个解经的，就是解预言的圣经的原则。
You can take that picture down now. We'll take it. We'll get it again. If you can minimize it, we'll use it again a little bit later.
Okay. 我们这个张图呢等一会儿再用，我们先回到正常的这个画面。
A second important principle of interpretation is that we must distinguish between the Jew, the Gentile, and the Church of God.
那第二个解这个耶稣再来真理的这个这个真理的这个原则呢，就是必须要区分犹太人外邦人和神的教会这三类人。
First Corinthians chapter 10 and verse
32. 哥林多前书的十章三十二节。
Verse 32. Give no offense, either to the Jew or to the Greeks, which is synonymous with the Gentiles, or to the Church of God.
十章三十二节，不拘是犹太人，是希腊人，是神的教会，你们都不要使他跌倒。这里希腊人呢，就代表了外邦人。
Now Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:15 that it was essential to rightly divide the word of truth.
在提摩太后书的二章的十五节啊，这里面保罗呢叮嘱提摩太要按正义分解真理的道。
What was written for the Jew was not necessarily written for the Gentile or the Church of God.
对以色列在圣经里对以色列人说的话呢，不一定也适用于外邦人，也不一定适用于神的教会。
And we must carefully distinguish between these three categories of people.
所以我们要小心地区分这三类人。
Now, the hope of Israel and the hope of the church is different.
犹太人的盼望和教会的盼望是不同的。
The hope of Israel, they, from the Old Testament prophets,They were looking for a glorious kingdom, a king to come.
根据旧约的预言呢，以色列人他们是在盼望一个荣耀的国度，一个荣耀的王降临。
We're going to look at two examples of the hope of Israel. They're both found in the New Testament.
我们可以看一下，看两个例子来解释这个犹太人的盼望。这两个例子呢，都在新约里面。
Luke chapter
24. 路加的二十四章。
Turn to Luke chapter 24. The Lord had died and risen again from the dead. And,
这时候主已经死了，而且已经死过在十字架上，就已经从死里复活了。
And he approached a couple that were going from Jerusalem to their home in Emmaus.
然后他靠近两个门徒，他们正在从耶路撒冷走到以马忤斯的路上。
And they were talking to one another.
他们彼此在谈论。
And Jesus drew near to them.
然后耶稣就就近他们。
And he asked them what they were talking about.
耶稣就问他们正在谈论什么。
And in verse 21, they say, but we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel.
然后21节他们说，我们素来所盼望要赎以色列民的就是他。
That was the hope of the Old Testament saints, everyone.
这个就是以色列在旧约的所有的圣徒，每一个圣徒的盼望。
They thought the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus was a failure.
他们认为被钉十字架的耶稣呢，是一个失败者。
And their hope of a glorious kingdom was now gone.
然后他们呢，本来放在他身上的那个，盼望那个荣耀国度降临的这个希望呢，就破灭了。
And the Lord Jesus, tells them, In verse 26, ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory?
主耶稣呢就在26节解释给他们听，他说基督这样受害又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？
Here the Lord Jesus is inferring that there is a gap between his suffering and his glory.
在这节经文里面主就提到在他受难和他的进入荣耀之间呢是有一个间隔期的。
Certainly he will share the glory with his father at his ascension.
当然有一天他一定他升天以后呢就会去分享和父的荣耀。
The Old Testament saints, they were looking for the glorious return of the Lord to earth.
旧约的圣徒呢他是盼望耶稣呢是在荣耀里重新回到地上来。
Now a little bit later, after the Lord had been appearing to his disciples for 40 days, in Acts chapter 1.
主耶稣向他的门徒显现了40天以后呢我们就来到了使徒行传的一章。
Here the Lord is going to ascend to his Father.
这个时候呢主耶稣已经预备好要升天回到父那里去了。
And in verse 6, his disciples, those that had listened to him for 3.5 years, they still didn't understand.
第六节这里他们就是指跟主耶稣基督同度过3年半时光的门徒。他们还是这时候还是不是很明白。
They also expressed the hope of the Old Testament prophets.
他们这时候还是在重复着旧约的圣徒们的盼望。
And verse 6, he says, Therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?
第六节他们问耶稣说主啊你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗
But then he says to them in verse 7, It's not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has put under his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
第七节耶稣对他们说父凭着自己的权柄所定的时候日期不是你们可以知道的但圣灵降临在你们身上你们就必得着能力并要在耶路撒冷犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证
The times and seasons the Lord Jesus is talking about refers to the ages of earth they're subject to the Old Testament prophecies
这里面他主耶稣提到的时候和日期啊是指地上的时候日期就是旧约的预言所指的。
And so that was the hope of Israel that there would be a kingdom established.
这就是以色列人的盼望就是要建立一个地上的国度。
The Lord Jesus had said earlier that he will build his church. This is the interval time when Christ is building his own church.
主耶稣自己他说他曾经说我要建立我的教会那么中间这他两次来之间的间隔期呢就是他建立教会的时候。
So this present age of grace was not seen in the Old Testament.
我们现在所处的这恩典时期呢在旧约的先知里面呢预言里面是看不见的。
The church is a New Testament revelation.
教会的是新约的一个启示。
It's a mystery, God, Paul tells the Ephesians.
保罗在以弗所书里面说教会是一个奥秘。
He says in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 32, This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning the Lord Christ and the church.
保罗在以弗所书的5:32他说这是极大的奥秘但我是指着基督和教会说的。
In Romans chapter 16 verses 25 and 26,
罗马书的16:25-26
He states there that the gospel itself was a mystery that was kept secret. Since the world began.
他在里面说呢, 福音甚至福音都是一个隐藏的奥秘，是并照永古隐藏不言的奥秘。
The indwelling of Christ is a mystery.
基督的内住是一个奥秘。
When the Holy Spirit came, he baptized all the believers into one body.
圣灵当降他降临的时候呢，他就使所有的信徒受洗归入一个身体。
Colossians chapter 1, verses 24 to 27. Let's read that together.
哥罗西书的一章二十四到二十六节。
A verse. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God.Which was given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, the mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
哥罗西书的一章二十四到二十七节。现在我为你们受苦倒觉欢乐，并且为基督的身体，就是为教会，要在我肉身上补满基督患难的缺欠。我照神为你们所赐我的职分做了教会的执事，要把神的道理传得全备。这道理就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明了。神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
So here we see a contrast between the hope of Israel, which is a kingdom.
在这里面我们看到了一个对比，以色列人的盼望呢是一个国度。
And the hope of the church is glory, the hope of glory.
那教会的盼望呢是荣耀，是盼望的荣耀。
Next time, 2 weeks from now, we're going to explore that the destiny of the church itself.
两周以后的这个时间呢，这次的课呢，那次课呢，我们要去学习一下教会它自己的终点是什么，它的终局是什么。
That is the personal return of the Lord Jesus for his body, the church.
教会所盼望的就是主耶稣基督亲自来迎接他的教会，也就是他的身体。
That'll be the rapture of the church. And that is spoken of in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51, as a mystery.
那这个呢就是教会被提，这个是在哥林多前书的15章的51节里面。
Verse 51 says, Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye at the last trumpet.And so on.
哥林多前书的15章的51、52节，我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们，我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要改变，就在一霎时，眨眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，等等等等，这也是一个奥秘。
Now, could you put that chart up again, please?
Okay. 好，我再把这个屏幕分享给大家。
So there we see the church, the mystery of the church during the interval between the crucifixion of the Messiah and his glorious coming.
在这里面呢，我们就看到这教会的奥秘，这就是在主被钉十字架和他在荣耀中再来之间的发生的事情。
Now,What we're going to look at tonight is Daniel chapter 9.
我们今天晚上要查考的是但以理书九章。
Please turn there with me to Daniel chapter 9. We'll leave that chart up. We'll be referring to that.
我们现在一起翻到但以理书九章，我把这个图留在这里，因为我们还会提到，还会用到这个图。
The book of Daniel is the key to all prophecy.
但以理书呢是预言的解预言的和关键。
And Dan, And Daniel chapter 9 in particular, we might say is the backbone of prophecy.
那但以理书当中的第九章呢，又是整个预言的骨干，或者说它是那个脊梁。
Now we've seen that the interval, the gap, the mystery of the church is not part of Old Testament prophecy.
我们讲过，就是我们刚才提到的这个教会的奥秘，这个时期呢，是在旧约里的预言里面是没有启示的，没有包括在里面的。
However,when we need to read the Old Testament, because we learn important principles that apply to us.
但是我们依然还需要去读旧约，因为旧约所启示的很多的原则呢，我们还是依然可以应用的。
As the apostle says, they were for our learning.
这就是使徒说的是为了 使我们得着教训，使我们得着学习的。
And we look back in the Old Testament and we see, types and shadows and examples and symbols.
我们在旧约里面呢，可以读到很多的预表，读到很多的影子，读到很多的例子，还有些象征。
And when the Lord Jesus opened the scriptures to that, the two on the road to Emmaus, he showed them from the scriptures all things pertaining to himself.
当主耶稣给走向以马忤斯的路上的两个门徒解释圣经的时候呢，他把经上指的他的话都向他们解开了。
So hidden in the Old Testament is muchThat is explained in the New.
也就是说在旧约隐藏的好多事在新约都把它解释清楚了。
And it's of tremendous value for us.
这对我们来说呢是有极大的价值的。
How many times do the New Testament writers refer to the Old Testament and quote those scriptures? Many times.
在新约的这些作者中他们有多少次是回到旧约去引用旧约的经文呢，很多很多次。
And so but this present truth was hidden from the view of the Old Testament prophets.
但是呢，现在我们所处的教会时代呢，在新约的先知那里的依然是隐藏的奥秘。
So keeping in mind our two principles, literal interpretation,and keeping the church and Israel and the Gentiles separate.
我们今天学习过程中呢，大家要脑子里要记得我们前面提到的两个原则，一个就是字面解经的原则，还有就是要区分犹太人、外邦人和神的教会这三类人的这个原则。
So turn to Daniel chapter 9.
我们现在翻到但以理书九章。
And verses 1 and 2.
第一和第二节。
In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the lineage of the Medes, who was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the books the number of the years specified by the word of the Lord through Jeremiah the prophet,that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem.
马代族亚哈随鲁的儿子大利乌立为加勒底国的王元年，就是他在位第一年，我但以理从书上得知耶和华的话临到先知耶利米，论耶路撒冷荒凉的年数70年为满。
Now Daniel understood from those booksthat the time had neared the end of the 70 years of desolations.
但以理从这些书上呢，他就能够 得知耶路撒冷荒凉的年数，就是这70年呢，现在已经快到了尾声了。
And so he sets himself before the Lord to have an answer. What is next on God's program? Is he going to restore Jerusalem?
所以但以理呢就来到神的面前去求问说接下去会发生什么事呢，你会重建耶路撒冷吗？
So we read in verse 3 that he set his face toward the Lord to make request.
所以第三节里面我们就看到他说他定义向主神祈祷恳求。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 10.
我们翻到耶利米书的29章10节。
This is what Daniel read, was reading.
这就是丹以理说他读到的那部分话。
Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 10. For thus says,
耶利米书的29章10节。
For thus says the Lord, after 70 years are completed at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you and cause you to return to this place.
耶和华如此说，为巴比伦所定的70年满了以后，我要眷顾你们，向你们成就我的恩典，使你们仍回此地。
And again, in chapter 25,
再看25章
and verse 12,
12节。
And it will come to pass when 70 years are completed that I will punish the king of Babylon,and that nation, the land of the Chaldeans, for their iniquities.
70年满了以后，我必刑罚巴比伦王和那国民，并加勒底人之地，因他们的罪孽使那地永远荒凉。这是耶和华说的。
So, the Lord promised two things. Number one, that they would restore the nation back into their land.
在这里呢，耶和华应许了两件事。第一个呢，就是70年满了以后呢，他会使以色列民重新回到那个地方。
And secondly, that he would judge that nation that had taken them captive.
第二件事呢，他就会刑罚那些掳走他们的那个巴比伦国和加勒底国。
And that had taken place when Daniel got on his knees because the Babylonian Empire had been overthrown by the Medes and the Persians.
那这个第二件事呢，这个应许呢已经应验了，因为在但以理跪下来祷告的时候呢，巴比伦国已经被马代波斯给灭了。
And you can read this great prayer of his. It's a wonderful prayer.
嗯，我们再回到但以理书啊，九章，这接下去呢是但以理的一个祷告，是一个非常伟大的祷告，大家可以自己通读一下。
And he's asking the Lord, when are you going to restore?
他在问主，你什么时候能重建以色列民呢？以色列国呢？
Verse
19节。
O Lord, hear. O Lord, forgive. O Lord, listen and act. Do not delay for your own sake, my God, for your city and your people are called by your name.
求主垂听，求主赦免，求主应允而行，为你自己不要迟延，我的神啊，因这城和这名都是称为你名下的。
Now, he gets more than an answer to his great prayer.
他这个伟大的祷告所得到的回答呢，远远超过他所求的。
God gives him not only the answer to his prayer, but he gives an outline of prophecy right to the second coming of the Lord himself.
他的这个祷告呢，耶和华不仅回应了他所祈求的，而且给他更多，就是一直到主再来之前的整个的这一段时间的要发生的事情的概览都告诉他了。
So Gabriel comes and to give him the answer.And then down in verse 23, we read.
加百列天使长加百列就来了，告诉他，他问的问题的答案。我们看23节。
He says, at the beginning of your supplications, the command went out, and I've come to tell you, for you are greatly beloved. Therefore, consider the matter and understand the vision.
你初恳求的时候就发出命令。我来告诉你，因你大蒙眷爱，所以你要思想明白这以下的事和意象。
And here's the vision.
接下去讲的就是这意象。
70 weeks are determined for your people and your holy city.
对你本国之民和你圣城已经定了七十个期。
Now notice if we interpret this literally, it does not refer to the church or to the Gentiles.
我们要记得要知道这个呢是不是适用于外邦人也不是适用于教会的。
Daniel's prayer was for his people and for the great city Jerusalem.
因为但以理的祷告呢是为他的民和那伟大的城耶路撒冷而求的。
So this prophecy concerns the nation of Israel and it concerns Jerusalem.
所以这个预言呢是和耶路撒冷圣城以及和以色列民相关的。
Your people, he says, and your holy city.
所以他这里面说为你本国之民和你圣城。
Now he says 70 weeks here.
这里面说了七十个期就是七十个星期。
What are we to make of this phrase?
我们怎么来解释这个说法呢？
It means literally 77s.
它字面意思就是七十个期。
And it could be 70 days, it could be 70 weeks, it could be 70 years.
那可以是七十个七天，七十个七周，或者七十个七年。
Or it could be 70 weeks of years.
或者是七十个星期，这么多年。
And if you turn to Genesis chapter 29,
大家可以翻到创世纪的二十九章。
We'll see that in Israel, in ancient times, a week often referred to a year.
这里我们可以看到，在犹太人呢，在古时候，一星期通常会代表一年。
Rather not a year, but 7 years.
不是一年，一星期代表七年。
One week or seven, it means literally seven.
因为一星期呢，字面就是七，就是七天嘛，就是七。
So in Genesis chapter 29,
创世纪二十九章
，verse 26,
二十六节。
Verse 26, there it is with Jacob and Laban.
这里面呢是雅各和拉班在对话。
Now Laban had deceived Jacob.
拉班呢骗了雅各。
And Jacob thought that he had served 7 years for Rachel's hand in marriage.
雅各呢以为他服侍拉班七年他就可以娶拉结为妻了。
But Laban had deceived Jacob and had supplanted, he'd given Jacob Leah instead on their wedding night.
但是拉班呢骗了雅各在那成婚的 那一晚上呢他把利亚就是拉结的姐姐给了雅各为妻。
And so Laban said to him, it must not be done so in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. Fulfill her week, and we will give you this one also for the service which you will serve with me still another 7 years.
所以二十六节拉班说，大女儿还没有给人，先把小女儿给人，在我们这地方没有这规矩。你为这个满了七日，我就把那个也给你，你再为他服侍我七年。
And so Jacob did so and fulfilled her week. So he gave him his daughter Rachel as wife also, and Laban gave his maid Bilhah to his daughter Rachel as a maid. Then Jacob also went into Rachel, and he also loved Rachel more than Leah, and he served Laban still another 7 years.
28节，雅各就如此行，满了利亚的七日，拉班便将女儿拉结给雅各为妻。拉班又将婢女毗拉给女儿拉结做使女， 雅各也与拉结同房，并且爱拉结胜似爱利亚，于是又服侍了拉班七年。
So if you go back to Daniel chapter 9, this 70 weeks, or literally 77s, equals 490 years.
所以我们回到但以理书九章，这里面说的字面的70个七的意思也就是490年。
So it concerns Israel and Jerusalem, and there's 490 years, and they are determined, he says, in verse 24. They're determined, they're set.
换句话说24节，为你国之民和你圣城已经定了490年。这就定好了。
God has determined it, and it will not be altered.
这是神所定的，是不可更改的。
Now notice what these years involve.
我们看看这些年里都发生了什么。
After 490 years, number one, he says, to finish the transgression.
这490年过了以后呢，要发生一些事情，首先你看是要止住罪过。
To make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness,to seal up a vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy.
而且要除尽罪恶，赎尽罪孽，引进永义，封住异象和预言，并高至圣者。
Now, let's examine these six things that he refers to.
让我们来仔细看看他说的这六件事情。
As far as to finish the transgression of Israel and to make an end of sins and to make reconciliation for iniquity, that is all yet future for Israel.
前三个要止住罪过，除尽罪恶，赎尽罪孽，这个呢依然是将来才发生的事情。
That's for the nation, as we've already established.
我们已经讲过了，这都是指以色列这个民族而言。
This has not happened in Israel to this day.
直到今天这几样事情在以色列国还没有发生。
Now the death of Christ, when he instituted the new covenant, the new testament, he made it all possible by his blood for forgiveness of sins.
但是主耶稣在他死的时候在他立用他的血立新约的时候已经使这三样事都成为了可能。
Those three things, transgressions, sins, and iniquity, they are still part of the nations today, the nation of Israel. They haven't been forgiven.
但是今天这罪过、罪恶、罪孽这三件事依然还是以色列民的组成部分，他们的罪还没有得到赦免。
Because they haven't repented.
因为他们还没有悔改。
That's yet a future time.
这是将来要发生的事。
Turn to Romans chapter 11, please.
你再翻到罗马书十一章。
Romans chapter 11, verses 25 to 27.
25到27节。
Here in the gospel of, or the here in the book of Romans, rather,Paul is explaining the gospel promises, how they relate to the promises of Israel in Romans 9, 10, and 11.
在罗马书的九章、十章和十一章里面呢，保罗是在解释这福音的应许是怎么和对以色列的应许之间挂上钩的。
And in verse 25, he says this.He's speaking to the Jews. I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion. He's not speaking to Israel here. It's a book to the Romans. These are Roman believers.
25节他说的是弟兄们，所以他这个话呢是说给 罗马教会的基督徒的。
He says that you should be ignorant of this mystery. Here's another mystery.
在这里面呢，他就把一个另外一个奥秘的解给他们听。
And that mystery is that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles have come in.
这奥秘就是什么呢？就是以色列人有几分是硬心的，等到外邦人的数目填满了。
So blindness in part means that there are still some Jews coming to Christ.
但是有几分硬心的，也就是说呢，还是有以色列人也信了耶稣的。
But most of the church is made up of Gentiles.
但是呢，教会大部分是由外邦人组成的。
And when the church is complete, the fullness of the Gentiles, that is, then all Israel will be saved.
那等到外邦人的数目填满了，也就是教会建成了以后呢，那所有以色列全家都要得救。
So in this time now, the Gentiles, this is the time the gap between the coming of the first coming of the Lord and the second coming of the Lord.
所以这里面的这个提到的外邦人的这个时代啊，就是耶稣基督第一次和第二次来之间的这个时间。
And when the Lord comes out of heaven and comes to earth in power and glory with his church, we read verse 26.
27节呢，就是等到主耶稣从天上再来到地上，在他的荣耀和全能之下和他的教会一起来的时候，就是27节。
He's going to come in power and glory to put down the enemies of Israel, all his enemies, and then he's going to save his people. Verse 26, and so all Israel will be saved as it is written, the deliverer,will come out of Zion, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob.
主耶稣从荣耀再来的，在荣耀里再来的时候呢，他会除灭以色列所有的敌人。那个时候，以色列全家都要得救，就是26节说的。于是以色列全家都要得救，如经上所记，必有一位救主从锡安出来，要消除雅各家的一切罪恶。
And then in verse 27,For this is my covenant with them when I take away their sins.
又说，我除去他们罪的时候，就是我与他们所立的约。
And that will take place when he comes as the deliverer comes down to earth to Zion.
这些事情发生的时候呢，就是他以救赎主的形象从天上来到锡安，降临到锡安的时候发生的。
In Zechariah chapter 12, please.
撒加利亚书十二章。
Zechariah chapter 12, verse 9.
第九节。
In Zechariah, the prophet is speaking about the day when it shall be in that day, that is the day of the Lord, as you look at it in context there.
第九节里面撒加利亚这个先知在说的是那日呢，就是指主的日子或者耶和华的日子。
That day, he says, it shall be in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem, and I will pour out on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication. Then they will look on me, whom they pierced. Yes.They will mourn for him as one mourns for his only son, and grieve for him as one grieves for a firstborn. And in that day there shall be great mourning in Jerusalem, like the mourning at Hadad Rimmon in the plain of Megiddo.
第九节，开始啊，那日我必定意灭绝来攻击耶路撒冷各国的民。我必将那施恩叫人恳求的灵浇灌大卫家和耶路撒冷的居民，他们必仰望我，就是他们所扎的，必为我悲哀，如丧独生子，又为我愁苦，如丧长子。那日耶路撒冷必有大大的悲哀，如米基多平原之哈达临门的悲哀。
So turn back to Daniel chapter 9 and verse 24.
我们现在回到但以理书的九章二十四节。
Again, it's going to be 490 years, 70 weeks of 7 years.
所以七十个七呢，就是四百九十年，将要过四百九十年。
And it's going to, he says, to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity,To bring in everlasting righteousness.
到490年结束的时候呢，要止住罪过，除尽罪恶，除尽罪孽，引进永义。
So he's going to bring in that age of righteousness. It'll be the beginning of the age of blessing.
所以主会引进那公义的日子和这祝福的时代。
When the king comes, he's going to reign in righteousness.
当王再来的时候呢，他会以公义来统治万国。
And to that, all the prophets have spoken about this age when righteousness is going to come.
这就是所有先知都提到的将来呢公义要来的那个时刻。
And then the fifth thing says,To seal up the vision and prophecy.
第五件要发生的事情呢，是封住异象和预言。
And the vision is the vision, of course, which Gabriel refers to in verse 23. Consider the matter, understand the vision.
这里面说的这个意象呢，就是加百列告诉但以理的，在二十三节的最后一句说的，你要思想明白这以下的事和意象，就是这个意象。
That is when that all is fulfilled, the Old Testament prophecies are complete and completely fulfilled.
也就是说，旧约的所有的预言都完全的应验了。
And then in that last line, number six of the things that are listed, to anoint the most holy.
那他这里面说的最后一件事，也就是第六件事呢，就是并膏至圣者。
There will be a new millennial temple that will be built.
所以千禧年呢，会有一个新的圣殿会被建造起来。
Ezekiel's chapters 40 to 48 give the instructions and the plans for this temple.
以西结书的40章到48章呢，就是讲关于这个新的圣殿的建造的指示。
It will be built.
会有这样一个圣殿被建造起来的。
And the most holy place will be anointed. It will be the gathering central gathering place of Israel during the thousand year reign of Christ.
这圣殿呢会成为至圣所在，就是以色列人的核心，在一千年当中呢，都是以色列人这个国家的中心的中心。
So far we've looked at the entire length of that prophecy, which is 490 years.
我们刚才就看了这个490年这整个的一个时期。
But there are three divisions in that prophecy of 490 years.
这70个期这个预言呢又可以分成三个组成部分。
And verse 25, we get those divisions.
25节呢我们就可以看出这70个期是怎么划分的。
Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince, there shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again and the wall, even in troublous times.
25节，你当知道，当明白。 从出令重新建造耶路撒冷直到有受膏君的时候，并有七个期和六十二个期，正在艰难的时候，耶路撒冷城连接带好都必重新建造。
So here we have the first two divisions, 7 weeks and 62 weeks.
在这里面我们看到前两部分，就是七个期和六十二个期。
And there is a further division of 1 week that remains.
还剩了一个期，那就是第三部分。
Now, notice very carefully.When does this 490 years begin?
我们要仔细地看这490年是从什么时候开始算呢？
It says that it's from the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem.
这里面写得清楚，就是从出令重新建造耶路撒冷的时候。
Now that date can be fixed exactly in history.
这个日子呢，在历史上是完全可以确定出是哪一天的。
It happened in 445 BC.
这是在公元前445年的时候。
There are excellent records kept to that time.
有非常准确的历史记载。
Turn to Nehemiah chapter 2.
我们翻到尼希米记二章。
Now this was not the return of the exiles to begin with. They had come back earlier and they had built the temple.
这时候呢不是他那个被掳归回的第一批归回的人这个在早前已经发生了他们来的第一批归回来的人呢他们开始建造了圣殿。
Now notice that it says it wasn't to restore and build the temple in Jerusalem, it's to restore and build Jerusalem itself.
因为但以理书九章二十五节说得很清楚，它不是从初令建造圣殿开始的，它是从初令重新建造耶路撒冷城开始的。
Now notice in chapter 2 of Nehemiah,
我们来看尼希米记的二章。
Chapter 1, sorry. Let's look at chapter 1, verse 3.
我们还是先看一章吧，第三节。
Let's read verses 1 to 3, sorry.
我们把一到三节都读一下。
This gives us the background to it.
这给我们一个背景。
The words of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah, it came to pass in the month Chislev, in the 20th year, as I was in Shushan, the citadel, that Hanani, one of my brethren, came with men from Judah and asked them concerning the Jews who had escaped, who had survived the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem.And they said to me, the survivors who are left from the captivity in the province are there in great distress and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem is broken down and its gates are burned with fire.
哈加利亚的儿子尼希米的言语如下，亚达薛西王二十年基斯流月，我在舒山城的宫中，那时有我一个弟兄哈拿尼同着几个人从犹大来。我问他们那些被掳归回剩下逃脱的犹太人犹大人和耶路撒冷的光景，他们对我说，那些被掳归回剩下的人在犹大省遭大难受凌辱，并且耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。
The result was that Nehemiah then verse 4 so it was when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and mourned for many days. I was fasting and praying before the God of heaven.
第四节，我听见这话就坐下哭泣，悲哀几日，在天上的神面前禁止祈祷。
And so here is another great prayer of one of the Lord's special people.
接下去呢，记载的又是一个伟大的祷告，是属神的 人的做的一个特殊的伟大的祷告。
Now it happened that Nehemiah was a very important official in the kingdom of the Medes and the Persians.
亚达薛西的这个王宫里面，尼希米他是一个重要的官员。
And he had a very sad face, and the king asked him what was wrong.
然后他呢，脸上的愁苦，然后王就注意到了，就问他发生了什么事。
And so in verse 3 we, of chapter 2, we read, May the king live forever. Why should my face not be sad when the city, the place of my father's tombs, lies waste and its gates are burned with fire?
然后二章的三节，我对王说，愿王万岁，我列祖坟墓所在的那城荒凉，城门被火焚烧，我岂能面无愁容吗？
And so the king asked him, what do you request? In verse 4, so I prayed to the God of heaven.
然后第四节王就问我说，你要求什么？于是我默祷天上的神。
And then in verse 5 we read, and I said to the king, if it pleases the king, if your servant has found favor in your sight, I ask that you send me to Judah, to the city of my father's tombs, that I may rebuild it.
五节我对王说，仆人若在王面前蒙恩，王若喜欢，求王差遣我往犹大，到我列祖坟墓所在的那城去，我好重新建造。
So the king granted Nehemiah his request with letters to go and to rebuild Jerusalem. Now, this is when the 490 years prophecy began.
然后王呢就应允了尼希米的请求，并写了一封信，同意他回去建造耶路撒冷。这就是490年的开始。
Now we read in Nehemiah that in 52 days they had restored the walls of the city.
我们读尼希米书呢就知道52天以后呢他们就开始重建耶路撒冷的城墙了。
And, but the city itself, the streets, the city itself and the streets and the rebuilding of the whole city took 49 years, as we calculated here.
然后耶路撒冷的城还有它的街道还有城墙整个建造过程中花了49年。
So there we have it in verse 25 again. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the command to restore and build Jerusalem until Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks.
我们再回到但以理书的九章二十五节，从出令重新建造耶路撒冷，直到有受膏君的时候，必有七个期和六十二个期。
And the street and the city was built in that 7 weeks of years. That's first division.It was built in troublous times, and you can read in Ezra and Nehemiah the troubles that they faced of the people in the land.
所以这个七十个期的第一部分就这个七个期啊，就是这里面说到的正在艰难的时候，耶路撒冷城连接带好都被重新建造。所以耶路撒冷城连接带好建造花了49年，就是七七四十九年。这个如何艰难呢？大家可以在尼希米记里面读到。
Then in verse,That's the first two divisions.
这是讲到的这个七十个期的前两部分。
Or that's the first division rather. Sorry.
我们刚才讲的详细讲的是第一部分，就是七个期，第四十九年。
Then in verse 26, it says, after the another 62 weeks on top of the 7 weeks.Messiah shall be cut off.
然后他说又过了62个期，这是前面七个期结束了以后呢，又过62个期，那受膏者必被剪除。
Now turn to Isaiah chapter 53, verse 8.
这个经文呢，我们要翻到以赛亚书53章8节来看。
And Isaiah uses that same phraseology.
以赛亚书呢用的是同样的话哦，就是被剪除这个词。
He was taken from prison and from judgment. And who will declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living.
第八节，因受欺压和审判他被夺去，至于他同事的人，谁想他受鞭打，从活人之地被剪除，也是用了剪除这个词。
That is, his life was cut off. He was crucified there on a Roman cross.
这里也就是指他的生命被夺去，也就是他在罗马的统治者手下被钉十字架而死。
So here we have the first two divisions. First of all, 7 weeks of 49 years, the city and streets are restored. Then a further 62 weeks to the Messiah being cut off.
现在我们就讲完了这77的前两部分。第一部分呢就是7749年是耶路撒冷连接代号重新建造的这个期间。然后接着呢又过了72个期，那直到 耶稣就是弥赛亚被剪除的时候。
Now it's been carefully calculated out. To the very day.
他这个可以都精确的算到日子。
That from the time that command to rebuild Jerusalem until the Messiah presented himself as the official king in Israel when he rode into Jerusalem on the donkey and presented himself officially.As the Messiah was exactly to the day 483 years, 69 weeks of years.
所以这个前69个期啊，就是7个期加62个期69个期呢，可以准确的从初令建造耶路撒冷的那一天直到主耶稣呢他正式的以弥赛亚的身份骑着驴进入耶路撒冷的那一天为止，是刚刚好483年。
That 62 weeks then, the nation had rejected the Messiah. He was cut off.
所以到了62个期的时候呢，整个以色列民族呢，他是拒绝了他们的弥赛亚，受膏者就被剪除了。
And with the rejection of the Messiah, their Messiah, and his crucifixion, his cutting off, the kingdom itself was postponed, and the prophetic clock stopped.
所以自从他们拒绝了弥赛亚，并把他钉死在十字架上，把他从地上除去的时候呢，整个这个国度的进程呢就暂停了，这个关于以色列的这个预言的这个时钟呢就按下了暂停键。
And this mystery age, that is a mystery to the Old Testament prophets, this mystery age began.
然后呢就是这个奥秘的时代，就是在旧约里面隐藏的这个奥秘的时代，就是教会时代就开始了。
Now, the rest,of verse 26, we must comment on that as well.
26节的后半段呢，我们也要解一下。
It says there, in after 62 weeks, Messiah shall be cut off, but not for himself. It was for the sin of the entire world. Many will benefit by faith.From the death of the Son of God.
26节，过了62个期，那受膏者必被剪除，一无所有。他的死不仅仅是为犹太人的，也是为全世界的，全世界人都会因着他的死而受益。
Now notice the rest of verse 26 will require a little bit of comment.
26节剩下的内容呢，我们也需要花点时间来解释。
It says, and the people of the prince who is to come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary.
必有一王的民来毁灭这城和圣所。
Now that happened literally in 70 AD, a generation later.
这个呢就是发生在主后70年，就那一代人结束的时候。
God in his grace waited for the Jew to repent.
神因着他的恩典呢，他一直在等待犹太人悔改。
The Lord had prophesied of the destruction of Jerusalem.
主耶稣自己也曾预言这耶路撒冷的毁坏。
And Paul, right to the very end of the book of Acts, is still reaching out to the Jew.
保罗呢在直到使徒行传的最后一章啊，保罗依然在向犹太人传福音。
And God in his grace extended a whole generation, 40 years of grace before he actually destroyed Jerusalem and he destroyed the sanctuary. The city was leveled by the Roman general Titus.
所以主升天以后啊，那是公元30年左右，他等了整整一代人40年，等待以色列人悔改，直到40年以后呢，就是公元70年的时候，罗马的提多将军把圣殿和圣城夷为平地。
Now, there are two princes that are mentioned here. There's Messiah the prince, mentioned in verse 25, and then there's the people of the prince who is to come.
所以在这里面25和26节提到了两个君王，一个25节里是受膏君，第二26节里讲的是一王的名。
We mustn't confuse the two.
我们一定不能把这两个混起来。
We know who Messiah the Prince is, that's the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道这受膏君是谁，那就是主耶稣基督。
Now the peopleof the prince who is to come, they will destroy the city. That unmistakably, that was the Romans.
然后26节讲的这个毁灭圣城耶路撒冷的和圣所的这王啊，他是指罗马君王。
And that coming prince of verse 26 is none other than the Antichrist, because he will be the head of the revived Roman Empire.
而且最终他这个王呢是指这个敌基督，因为他最终是要毁灭耶路撒冷的。
He is the first beast in Revelation chapter 13.
在启示录的十三章里面讲到的第一个兽就是指他。
Notice that it's not the prince that destroys the sanctuary, it's the people of the prince who is yet to come.
然后这里面讲的是必有一王的民来毁灭这城和圣所，所以不是王毁灭的。是民来毁灭的，这是将来要发生的事。
On another day, we're going to look at the Gentile world powers, to get an understanding of God's, plan for them.
我们还会花一讲呢，来讲这个外邦人的这个权力啊，这个国度的权柄是怎么样一代一代传下去的，看看神对外邦人的计划是怎样。
And then to finish verse 26.
然后我们再看这26节结束之前的经文。
And the end of it shall be with a flood until the end of the war desolations are determined.
至终必如洪水冲没，必有征战，一直到底，荒凉的事已经定了。
And so that prophecy has been literally fulfilled in 70 AD. The Jews were completely destroyed, taken away to different lands, and their land was left desolate.
这句话的这个预言呢已经从字面意义上在公元70年的时候应验了。整个耶路撒冷被毁，然后耶路撒冷的犹太的这个以色列民呢就被 分散到世界各地，整个这个耶路撒冷也就从此荒凉了。
Now here again we have a picture of the prophetic gap, the church, because between verses 26 and 27, we have a great gap between the 69th and the 70th week of Daniel.
我们再回到这个屏幕上这张图哈，就是中间这个时间就是教会时代，那就是在但以理书九章的二十六和二十七节之间呢，是有一个很长的间隔期，就是教会时代。也就是说在六十九个期和七十个期之间，就是这个山谷，就是这个教会时期。
Now, as we mentioned, this present age began at Pentecost with the coming of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们现在这个恩典时代啊，恩典时代是从五旬节圣灵降临这一天开始的。
And it baptized a new body composed of both Jew and Gentile, called the church.
外邦人和以色列人共同组成的教会，受洗归入同一个身体。
This present age will end with the rapture or the removal of the church.
我们现在这个恩典时代呢的结束呢，就是教会被提的时候。
Because the 70th week of Daniel was also known as the tribulation time and the great tribulation.
那七十个期呢，按照但以理书说的这个最后一个七年呢，就是大灾难时期。
That's a subject for a future study.
这是我们将来要去学习的一个话题。
When Christ removes his body from the earth, he comes for his church personally.
所以主耶稣呢会亲自来把他的身体，就是教会呢提走。
That's called the day of Christ.
那我们管这个叫基督的日子。
And that's going to be the subject of our next study.
这是我们下节课要讲的主题。
But after the church is removed,Then the day of the Lord begins and the prophetic clock starts again.
当教会被提以后呢，主耶和华的日子就开始了，那么这个预言的时钟呢又重新开始计时了。
And fulfills Daniel's 70th week, and that's the most of the book of Revelation from chapter 6 to chapter 19 cover that 7-year period.
然后呢，但以理书说的这个最后的七个期呢，这个时期就开始了，也就是启示录的大部分的内容，就是六章到十九章的内容，都是指在这个最后七个七年当中发生的事。
Verse 27 then covers the tribulation period, the 70th week of Daniel.
再回到但以理书的九章二十七节，这一节呢，讲的就是大灾难时期了，七年，一期之内，这里。
Then he, it says in verse 27, that is the prince who is to come, the Antichrist, he will confirm a covenant with many for 1 week.
一期之内，他必与许多人坚定盟约，他呢，就是将来要来的那个王，就是基督。
In another place we read that covenant that will be made to the Jews, not to all the Jews, because there are some that are sealed and there are some that are martyred, but there will be many that will follow the Antichrist.
我们在别的地方还读到呢，他这个盟约呢是与以色列人订立的，不是与所有的以色列人，因为以色列人当中呢还是有持守真道啊，有被印上印，而且被殉道了的。但是大部分以色列人呢都跟从了这个敌基督。
Isaiah calls that covenant a covenant with death.
以赛亚呢把这个盟约呢叫做死亡之约。
For your reference, Isaiah 28 verses 15 and 18.
是以赛亚书的28章18节到18节。
And then in the middle of the week, he's going to break that covenant.
然后他接着讲一期之半，他必与祭司与奉献止息。
During that time, Israel will have built a temple.
而且在那个时候呢，以色列人会重建圣殿。
They're planning it today.
他们今天就在计划这件事情。
But he's going to bring an end to sacrifice and offering.
但是一期之半的时候呢，敌基督呢会使祭祀与贡献的事情停下来。
And on the wing of abominations shall be one who makes desolate until the consummation which is determined to be is poured out on the desolate.
那行毁坏可憎的如飞而来，并且有愤怒倾在那行毁坏的身上，直到所定的结局。
We read of that abomination that the false prophet is going to make an image of the beast, the first beast, to be worshipped in the temple during the tribulation period.
这行毁坏可憎的呢，就是那个假先知，他会造一个兽的像放在圣殿里让人敬拜。
And then it says, even until the consummation, which is determined, is poured out on the desolate.
然后他说，并且有愤怒倾在那行毁坏的身上，直到所定的结局。
So Daniel or Gabriel says that the 490 years are determined. They are iron. They are set in stone. You might say.
嗯，所以加百列对但以理书呢，这490年的预言呢，已经确定了。如磐石一般坚定。
They are prophetic times.
嗯，所以这是未来的先知预言的事情。
And the church is not part of prophetic is of Old Testament prophecy.
那教会呢？与这不在这个旧约的先知预言当中。
And so.We will be coming with Christ to the earth. First he comes for his bride, and then after the marriage of the Lamb, we're going to come in with him to earth in power and glory, and there'll be the consummation of all things. When the Lord sets up his kingdom on earth, we're going to rule and reign with him.
我们将来呢是要和基督一起来的，所以基督呢先来把他的教会提走，然后在天上呢有婚宴，羔羊的婚宴，婚宴结束以后呢，他的新娘会和基督一起在荣耀和全能之下来到地上作王，那一切地上一切的事情都会被重新建立，按公义来统治万国。
Next time, in 2 weeks, we're going to look at the rapture of the church, the consummation of this age of grace, when the Lord calls his people to himself, receives them personally into the Father's house where he has prepared a place for us.
两个星期以后呢，我们这个课要学习这个教会被提的这个主题，那就是我们这个恩典时代的终结。那主耶稣基督他会亲自来把他的属他的教会呢带回他在天上父家为我们预备的地方。
So now you can see why Daniel chapter 9 is called the backbone of prophecy.
所以现在大家可以明白了为什么但以理书九章呢被称为旧约预言的骨干。
Because there you can insert all the prophecies concerning Israel and the Gentiles.And God's purposes for it all in the age, in that great age to come.
就是因为在他的这个预言里面呢，我们可以把所有关于以色列还有外邦人的这个整个这世界所有要发生的事情都容纳进去。
Meanwhile, while we wait for the Lord Jesus to come from heaven, we have no signs that are given to us. He could come.Immediately.
同时呢，圣经告诉我们，主耶稣来提教会之前呢是没有任何的征兆的，他 它可能在任何时候任何一分钟都有可能来。
There's no prophecy to be fulfilled.
不需要在这之前呢有什么预言得到应验。
All we have is his personal promise.
我们所有的呢就是他亲口所许下的应许。
If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
因为他亲口说，他说我去是为你们预备地方，我既去了就还会再来，我要在哪里，你们就在哪里。
Brothers and sisters, we don't need to look for signs. Those are for the Jew.
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们是不需要去去观看什么征兆的，那个是给犹太人预备的。
Rather, we should have our hearts tuned to hear the sound of his voice. Come up, my fair one, and come away.
我们需要做的是把我们的心预备好，竖起耳朵来听主呼唤的声音，他会说来，到我这里来。
The Lord is coming, and he could come at any moment.
主会来的，他任何时候都有可能来。
And so we shall ever be with the Lord.
从此以后呢，我们就会永远与主同在了。
We're going to look more closely at that great event called the Blessed Hope of the Church next time.
我们下一次呢，会仔细来看这教会的伟大的盼望，就是教会背景。
Now, we might make an announcement, Yan Ling, do you want to repeat that announcement? And then, Mr. Summers, could you please send us away?
有些弟兄姐妹是后面连线进来的，前面的通知大家可能没有听到。这个通知呢，就是关于下个星期五的这个课，因为下个星期五刚好是复活节的周末，我们教会呢有一个特别的特会，正好也是安排在星期五和星期六的下午和晚上。就跟我们这个课的时间冲突了，所以我们下个星期五呢，这个课 Eric 的课呢停一次，在这个有欢迎呢大家能够来参加我们的特会，我们预备了同声翻译，就是如果可以直接听英文的呢，就到英文会场去；如果需要翻译的话呢，你就用两个设备同时连入翻译会场和英文会场。我们会把这个特会的这个链接和时间呢。通过微信告知大家，他这个时间呢是下个星期五，我们的温哥华时间呢下午四点到五点一场，然后是晚上的七点到八点一场，然后是星期六的同样时间各有两场。那对中国的弟兄姐妹合适的时间呢，应该是你们的星期六的上午的十点到十一点，欢迎大家来参加。然后再下个星期恢复正常，依然是上午的你们星期六的十点半到十二点继续回来上那 Eric 的课。Okay, yeah, Harold, please.
Thank you. Well, let's have a word of prayer then.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for the truths of prophecy.
主，我们要为这预言的真理感谢你。
Lord, we've concerned ourselves this evening with this major theme in prophecy, the 70 weeks of Daniel. And Lord, we're thankful that you have determined wisely what the future should be.
主，我们今天晚上一直在学习的是但以理书的伟大的预言，就是这70个期。我们感谢您，你已经按照你的智慧把未来是怎样都确定下来了。
And we're thankful that your plans ultimately for Israel are that they will come to know the Lord, and your plans for us is that we can come to know the Lord. And so we're thankful for the church age and the fact that we are now able to simply put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and have eternal life.
主啊，你对以色列人的最终的计划也是让他们能够得救，你对我们的计划也是希望我们得救。我们为这教会的时代感谢你，因为我们在这个时代里只要相信耶稣基督，我们就能够得着永生。
Lord, the detail that we have been considering this evening is pretty extensive.
我们今天查考的细节呢是很具体的。
But the conclusion is very simple.
但是这结论非常简单。
That is that one day Israel will again become the focus of the action of the Lord. But today we are in the mystery period, the period of the church, and we are thankful that we are here.
那这个结论就是终有一天以色列人依然会重新变成主耶稣基督所有的计划的焦点。那是我们今天还处在这旧约所隐藏的奥秘时间，这教会的时代，我们为此感谢你。
Lord, our prayer is that each of us will trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and will know the blessings of eternal life with Him.
主啊，我们的祷告是盼望每一个人都接受耶稣基督做他们个人的救主，并能够得着那永恒的祝福，在耶稣基督里的永恒的祝福。
And so again, we give thanks for the message of prophecy and having explained it to us this evening.
主，我们今天晚上再次的为这预言的真理，以及对这真理的解释而感谢你。
And we pray also regarding next weekend, Lord, we pray that many of us might be able to take advantage of this Easter conference to learn and to rejoice in the goodness of God.
我们也为下周的活动祷告，也盼望很多人能够来利用这个复活节的特会，能够学习更多关于神的真理。
And so now we give thanks looking to you for blessing in Jesus' name.
我们感恩并仰望你的祝福，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿们。
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Lord bless you.